Good morning and welcome to Citizens June 10, 2025 Information Systems Advisory Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 10 a.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chair Butts, may I proceed with roll call?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Chair Butts?
Here.
Governor Beck Smith?
Here.
Governor Shelton?
Here.
John Vaughn?
Here.
Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the meeting today. It's great to see everyone. We'll get started and we'll entertain a motion to approve the last meeting's minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Great, thanks. First and second, motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Carries, thank you. And with that, we'll get right over to Tim Craig. Tim, you're up.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to present to you all this morning. If you want to go ahead and roll the deck to the first slide, please. So been here a little over 6 months, and during my time here, I have an opportunity to go ahead and evaluate different processes. We looked at people, process, technology, looking at the information security team, the current makeup, looking at our information technology team and the various technology that we use, and had an opportunity to have key stakeholder introductions just to become aware of various people, process, and what is managed currently here at Citizens. Did a SWOT analysis of the team and security function through various conversations throughout IT and the business unit leadership, as well as the Office of Internal Audit and Enterprise Risk. And then, of course, trying to understand our current landscape here at Citizens, looking at the cyber threats across the insurance industry. We're currently modeling over to our framework, the NIST Cybersecurity Framework, and also created a security technology reference architecture diagram, which kind of outlined from a visual standpoint what technology, or specifically what security technology, we had in place and various controls we had throughout the organization. Next slide. And then some of our current implementations or evaluations right now over the first 6 months of the year, we kind of looked at the governance, risk, and compliance feature set that we have here. Currently, we wanted to look at a different cybersecurity service or subscription service to make sure we could evaluate our threats, get current information on the security landscape, and basically have tools available to us for decision-making against those risks. And then currently in the process of evaluating risk management platform, in line with what Enterprise Risk Management and the Office of Internal Audit are using, as well as our compliance office, to make sure that we have a single pane of glass for collaboration and reporting of a risk across our enterprise. We also looked at pen test services, one of our evaluations for this year that was budgeted for in 2024 and implemented for 2025, was pen testing as a service, so we can continuously test our security posture across the organization. And looking to do a purple team assessment, and what that will really help us do is evaluate our current ability, the controls, alerts, monitoring, and reporting that we have in place for the team. And then looking at data governance is another key tenant. We wanted to make sure we had data classification. We have some tools out there that help to classify, identify, and find data, as well as data discovery, and then data loss prevention, looking at some of the tools and controls that we have in place to help protect or manage data from leaving the organization. And then on the last leg there, identity and access, we really want to kind of look at the identity governance controls, application that we use across the organization, and how we can better manage that in collaboration with IT, looking at some password management for privileged accounts, and then multi-factor authentication for the organization, and how we can better enable our employees while maintaining access, control, and security as well. Next slide. some future evaluation or future strategy going into later this year, more for 2026. We want to really kind of focus on our endpoint security, looking at a whole holistic approach towards endpoint, how we could manage, alert on, report on various controls and applications at the endpoint layer for our employees and IT, and then as well as exposure and inventory management. So looking at vulnerabilities, how does our vulnerability structure work? How do we best manage our inventory or our asset inventory for the organization? And then looking into data and application security, looking at the various applications we have across the enterprise and make sure that we can have a solution that can help discover data across the application stack for the entire organization and enterprise. And then lastly, identity and access management. We want to look at an enterprise tool that might help our employees with a little bit more frictionless approach towards access to applications. So looking at a password management solution down the road. Next slide. So just to kind of recap on future strategy and action plan, we've taken the time to develop a strategy and action plan, which we're in the process of finalizing now, using some tools at our disposal or some framework to kind of evaluate our current space. So we looked at current versus target maturity using the NIST cybersecurity framework. That's the major framework that we want to use here at Citizens. And then from that, I really develop a strategy needs and timeline to reach that target maturity based on our initial scores, you know, whether we need more people, evaluate people, look at process and how we can improve process through automation or technology to help us down the road if we have any potential gaps that would help move us towards that target maturity. And then we want to communicate those, that plan and strategy to key internal stakeholders to make sure that we have buy-in on the strategy and action plan. So that will take place in the June, July timeframe. And then want to come back to the committee here later in the year in September for the board of directors to communicate that plan, provide the specific budgetary ask on where we want to go, and then seek approval for the slide. And that completes the presentation. I didn't know if anybody or to open up the floor to any kind of questions that may be out there.
Tim, it doesn't look like we have any questions. Just one from me. You know, interested to find out on where you stand right now. Do you have a really good handle? All of the analysis is now complete, so now it's the figuring out what to do next stage. Is that accurate, or are you still going through your SWOT analysis?
No, we're in the next phase. To your point, we're ready to kind of put forth the plan and then start to seek direction and approval to execute on the plan. Okay. So we've gone through our analysis to date.
Okay. Any glaring issues that came up or any concerns that needed to be immediately addressed in the analysis?
No, I think organizationally we have a good baseline. Now it's just an aspect to go through and see what are the key areas that we can improve upon with low-hanging fruit or quick action, and then what are some long-term plans that can help us incrementally achieve maturity over time. So nothing glaring at this point.
Great, thank you. Any other questions?
None here, Mr. Chairman.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, Tim, what's next? Did you guys have, there's no action items on this, or Aditya, it goes over to you?
Yeah, Chairman, there are no action items for this go around. We'll be bringing our omnibus action item part one at the September board. And we'll also provide an update on the IT strategic plan at the next meeting. So there are no action items for this this time.
Great, thanks. Any other updates?
Nope, that's pretty much it from our side.
Maybe the shortest committee meeting of all time.
That's a record, yes, for sure.
All right, perfect. If there's no other questions, and seeing none, we will adjourn for today. And thank you. Look forward to seeing everybody in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thank
All right,
you
have a
very
great
much.
day. Take care, everyone.